This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. What did Merck and Company know about the risks associated with taking the painkiller Vioxx, and when did the drug company know it? Well, the Wall Street Journal reports today that for several years prior to withdrawing Vioxx from the market, saying they were putting patient safety first, Merck fought forcefully to keep safety concerns from destroying the drug's commercial prospects. Those last words were written by Journal reporters Anna Matthews and Barbara Martinez in today's front page story. Joining us from New York is Barbara Martinez. Barbara Martinez, in September, Merck's CEO said the company was withdrawing Vioxx because of study findings which linked Vioxx use to heart attack and stroke risk, findings he called unexpected. I guess from your report, you would say they had every reason to expect those findings.
What we've come across are documents, internal emails, memos, and marketing material going back to 1996, which shows that there were company officials who were well aware of the fact that when you compare Vioxx to some of the older and less expensive painkillers, Vioxx did not look good on a cardiovascular basis. And they were trying to design studies back then that would minimize that unflattering comparison.
There's litigation here. People are suing Merck.
Absolutely. There are at least 300 lawsuits against Merck over Vioxx.
And the documents that you cite in the Wall Street Journal, have they been turned up in the course of the lawsuits, or how have you seen internal emails or documents describing the company? And
we understand that the documents are involved in the litigation, and in fact, Merck has said that they would not comment directly about these documents or provide any context for them because they are under court protective order.
A case you would cite, and you do cite in your article, of the pharmaceutical company defending its product when its own pharmacologist is Dr. Skolnick, who is telling them about risks associated with Vioxx.
There is evidence from an email that Dr. Skolnick wrote in March of 2000 in which he seems to acknowledge that there are cardiovascular risks of Vioxx compared to older drugs. And basically what he says in this email is that there's always a hazard, that Merck has other drugs that have known side effects that are problematic, and yet those drugs still did well. And he predicts that that drug will also do well, Vioxx meaning.
There is a document you cite in your article about dodging. Explain how Merck used the word dodge in this particular context.
We understand there's a document that is being called Dodgeball Vioxx by the plaintiff's attorneys. And what this document appears to be is a sales training document for the sales representatives that go out to doctors' offices. And it seems to suggest that when a physician asks a very difficult question about the cardiovascular risks of Vioxx, that perhaps the sales representative should dodge the question. Now, it's important to note that the company has denied that it has ever told its sales representatives to avoid doctors' questions.
You've said that Merck & Company has not been willing to comment to you about these emails and internal documents because they're part of the lawsuit, but generally, not in terms of these particular documents, but what is Merck's general position with regard to all of these lawsuits it faces about how it handled Vioxx and research about the risks of heart disease?
Merck has maintained that it has acted appropriately and that as soon as it learned any information about Vioxx, it promptly and swiftly released that information to the FDA, the medical community, the scientific community, as well as the press. They also note that the documents that we describe in our story are taken out of context.
Well, Barbara Martinez, thanks a lot for talking with us about your story.
Thank you.
Barbara Martinez, along with Anna Matthews, writes in today's Wall Street Journal about internal documents from Merck & Company about research into the painkiller Vioxx.